We've been hearing how the death toll for American troops in Iraq is going steadily downwards. Violence is down generally as well, but one brutal fact is that many Iraqi civilians have been killed there. After 6 years of conflict, it's not possible to say with any precision how many. Estimates vary wildly from the tens of thousands to the hundreds of thousands. And as NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports, the Iraqi government prefers that the numbers remain uncertain.
Death has come to this house today, like it has to so many others in Iraq over the past 6 years. The women are crouched on the floor, enveloped in long black veils. Sitting in a circle, they look like ancient obsidian statues. The only sign of life, their wails of grief. 30 people were killed and 110 were wounded last month when a relative of a tribal sheikh hosting a reconciliation meeting here in Yusufiya, south of Baghdad, detonated an explosives belt he was wearing. Camila Abdullah lost her son Jassim in the blast.
He was a young man. He left in the morning and he was laughing. They brought him back and he was dead.
Jassim, Jassim, she cries over and over, hitting the floor in her grief. The U.S.-led invasion of Iraq unleashed a violent bloodletting in this country. And while violence is dramatically down from the heights of the sectarian conflict 2 years ago, every day in Iraq, people are still being killed.
It's an unbelievable amount of death.
Sarah Lee Whitson is with New York-based Human Rights Watch.
It's incredibly important for President Obama to make as a matter of first priority a recognition of the pain and suffering that the Iraqi people have endured as a result of the invasion of their country.
Iraqis have died at the hands of militants, insurgents, the U.S. military, foreign security contractors, criminals. There are studies and organizations that have tried to track civilian casualties in Iraq. The website Iraq Body Count compiles its data from media reports and accounts from the Iraqi government and NGOs. It estimates that at a minimum, just under 100,000 people have died here since the 2003 invasion. In 2006, a study was published in The Lancet that estimated that around 600,000 people had been killed up to that point. There has been fierce debate about the conflicting figures and the methodologies used, but the fact is no one will ever know exactly how many people have died in Iraq. Sarah Lee Whitson.
When you're talking about numbers that are, you know, over 500,000 dead in a country where there's been intermittent electricity and barely functioning hospitals, it's just not feasible to expect that there's going to be such a list or a 100% accurate list.
Apart from those challenges here, though, there's also been a deliberate effort by the Iraqi government to downplay the number of deaths. This man works at the Baghdad Central Morgue Statistics Office, where all the deaths that take place in Baghdad get recorded. He doesn't want his name used because he's been told by his superiors at the Ministry of Health that he's not allowed to talk to the media.
By order of the minister's office, we cannot talk about the real numbers of deaths. That's been the case since 2004. When the press comes to the morgue, they're taken to our boss's office, and we have never been allowed to meet with them.
The reason, he says, is because the number of deaths the morgue registers never tallies with the number of the Ministry of Health or the Ministry of Interior.
They do it on purpose. I would go home and look at the news. The ministry would say 10 people got killed all over Iraq, while I had received in that day more than 50 dead bodies just in Baghdad. It's always been like that. They would say one thing, but the reality was much worse.
The U.S. military has also come under repeated criticism from human rights activists for what they call its failure to publicly acknowledge the number of civilian deaths here. Josh Doherty is a researcher with Iraq Body Count.
Their position seems to be to kind of talk about it as little as possible, just release as little information as they can, and to speak about the issue as few times as they can.
Doherty estimates that at least 20,000 Iraqi civilians have been killed during U.S. military operations here. The military and human rights groups often disagree over whether victims were civilians or insurgents. Doherty says Iraq Body Count will often rely on the local version of events.
We use a method where the person that was in the best position to know the facts of the event is given preference. Whichever source was on the ground there at the time is sort of given preference over some vague official statement.
Rear Admiral Greg Smith, a senior U.S. military spokesman, defends the U.S. military record in Iraq.
Obviously, civilians are never the target of any of our operation. That's pretty well understood. So we look at everything we do with the eye towards making certain that we reduce that risk to the limits of our human potential.
The U.S. military rarely releases information on civilian casualties here. Admiral Smith says that's because it's often difficult to ascertain what's happened in the midst of a chaotic situation.
I think it would rather be disingenuous to provide that information when it's not always complete and accurate to the best of our ability.
The least scientific but most powerful testimony to the many civilian casualties here is anecdotal.
So I've come out onto the streets of Baghdad, and I have a theory about Iraq that you can stop anyone on any street corner in any part of this city, almost in any part of this country, and they'll have a personal story of the violence here.
39-year-old Karim Ahmed breaks up planks of wood to feed a fire. He tells me how his younger brother was shot on the way back from praying at a mosque, how three of his cousins were killed, and how another was kidnapped and is still missing. I stop at a bakery where balls of dough are being shoveled into a brick oven. 25-year-old Imad Kamal says, I lost a friend and a cousin. They were working with the American forces, and one day as they left the U.S. base, they were kidnapped, and we've never seen them again. Everywhere we go, and everyone we talk to has another story of loss. Inside a small structure, the body of an old man is being washed before burial, here in the biggest cemetery in the world, in the southern city of Najaf. All Shiite Muslims aspire to be buried in this vast site. A man reads passages from the Quran. The body is then wrapped in white cloth. Outside, the cemetery stretches off into the brown desert. Sadiq Zahir is 65 years old and an undertaker here.
Since the invasion, this cemetery has grown three times over. The killing and slaughter increased, and the cemetery filled with victims, children, young men and women.
He points to a cluster of graves.
Look, over there. There are eight tombs painted one color. That's because they are all from the same family, a whole family killed and buried here together.
Zahir stares out across the stone crypts and headstones. He says that before the war, no one was buried where he's standing now. Today, there is hardly enough room for new bodies. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News.